and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Stros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. Brett, where can he find you at?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros.
Alrighty, so is there going to be a shortened season this year? Is there going to be a delayed start to this season? What do the players think about this? This is going to be the theme of today's show. And the Astros have another outfielder. No, it's not Jackie Bradley Jr., but it's somebody who could be a little bit better, maybe? No, let's not go that far. But this is definitely a depth option for the Astros. We'll talk about it on this show. And we'll also talk about a lot more on this Locked On Astros podcast. And don't forget to get Locked On Astros podcast. You can listen to Locked On Astros podcast on Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. When you get in your car, tell your smart device played podcast, Locked On Astros. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to builtbar.com and use the promo code Locked On and get $10 off your first order. So, Brett, there's a lot of news that came out today. You have to wonder if, remember Jeff Pisan last week said he had a big bomb to drop this week. You have to wonder if somebody beat him to it about a shortened season, a delayed season, and 154 game delayed season. This is something that fans were not looking forward to. That was 2020. 2021 is supposed to be a much better year. What is going on here?
Well, the Jeff Passan bomb, I wasn't actually aware of that. I try to keep up with him. He tweets so much. I mean, my head spins every time he tweets. But yeah, this 154 game season, I think, is a rude awakening. And it sounds like the players union is going to reject the offer. They want 100, and it says basically they submitted a proposal to MLB for 154 game season without prorating player salary. Okay, so that's a good thing. The proposal also includes delaying the season by a month and expanding the playoffs. Ugh, I don't know about that. Joel Sherman of the
only 14 games, not 14 teams, not 16 teams like it was last year. So
okay, well, you know, so we'll get into that expanding the playoffs, you know, later. But Joel Sherman of the New York Post adds that the universal designated hitters also included in this offer. The MLBPA leadership is mulling it over, and we have not heard as of yet. Right now, the taping on Sunday evening for Monday's show. So who knows? By the time you're listening to this, they may have come out and said something. I think, Eric, the players don't want another month off, and here's why. I'll break it down very simply. They are routine-based people. This is a routine-based sport. And if you delay the season by a month, it throws everything off. Pitchers and players are more prone to injury if they're not in their regular routine. Now, maybe the younger players, it doesn't hurt them as much, but your veterans, these guys that sign massive contracts, the George Springers, all these pitchers that have signed these contracts, the Bowers that have yet to sign. I mean, they have a routine. And if you delay the season a month, does that mean spring training is going to be an extra month long? And then you're going to be having pitchers doing stuff in meaningless games. And it doesn't make any sense. It's like, let's get this thing rolling. The NBA is playing, NHL is playing, football is playing. Football is about to have the Super Bowl. I mean, what are we doing here? The only thing I have to say is because of two words, Rob Manfred, and that's it. And he's terrible, and he needs out of there. I don't understand why we're going to shorten the season, delay the start. Like, for what? Why delay it, Eric? Here's the thing. if you delay it and then there's other delays in the season because of COVID, you are shooting yourself in the foot from the beginning.
Yeah, I think that they're wanting to actually extend the season by extra month. So that, extra week. That way, in case they have some postponed games, they can make up that time. And then the World Series will be starting likely in November. So it'll be a November World Series instead of a late October World Series. So yeah, there's a lot to kind of talk about it. But the big deal here is the fact that the players do not want the expanded playoffs. They do not want the owners to get what they want, especially with the December 1st of this year. That's when the CBA, the negotiations have to start for the new CBA, and they don't want to give in. They felt like they gave in so much last year. The owners got the 60-game season. They got the expanded playoffs, and the owners are throwing the whole, well, you want the DH. Well, that'll give you, 15 more jobs, everyday jobs for the DHs in the National League. So why don't you take this? But the players' union has been against this. And the reason why is that they feel that with a expanded playoffs, that gives the owners less incentive to go out there and make those trades at the trade deadline. That gives them less incentive to go out there and spend a lot of money because, like Zach Greinke said, everybody can make the playoffs. So you saw the Astros last year make the playoffs with a losing record. Granted, that was a different situation, 60-game season. But we have to keep in mind that a lot of these guys are supposed to be leaving for Arizona and Florida in 5 to 7 days. Spring training is supposed to start, around Valentine's Day, shortly after that, the 16th, 17th, like that. You can't come up. I mean, you can. The owners definitely can. But that would be so wrong to say, you know what? I guess you didn't get the TPS report. We're going to go ahead and start the season on next month, not this month.
So here's what I'm wondering. You remember at the end of the negotiation when they decided on the 60-game season that Rob Manfred said we were never going to play more than 60 games. If Major League Baseball has no intention, like they have zero inclination to have a full 162-game season, they need to come out and say, look, this is all we're giving you. We're not prorating your salaries. We're giving you full pay. We're not ripping you off anywhere. You're getting 154 games, whether you start on time or whether you delay it a month, it's going to be 154 games. And so to me, I'll get into expanding the playoffs in our next segment because I don't have time to really get into it, but I really think that Mr. Ortiz had it right the other day. When we had him on our show about Major League Baseball may see the Major League players get vaccinated before a lot of people in the general public do. And I don't know that that's necessarily a good look, but that's probably what they're probably wanting the players to get vaccinated. Arizona, though, the whole portion of this, are they going to start on time? Are they going to delay? What's going on in Arizona? So that right there may be the linchpin. And all of this, it doesn't matter what we think or want or what they think or want. If Arizona's delayed, it's going to screw everything up.
Yeah, and that's what the players need to look at because the Arizona has already come out and said, look, we think we should delay spring training. And now the baseball has come out and saying, yeah, we need to delay spring training till everybody gets vaccinated and we're not doing it fast enough or whatever. We're not going to get into that big thing here. But the two sides have not been able to get agreements so far. And I know they have till opening day to kind of reach an agreement, but the owners are really going after that expanded playoffs because that's where they get the most money. And the players, they want the universal DH because Marcell Ozuna, as soon as the universal DH comes out, guess where Ozuna is going to be going? Back to the Braves because he's a DH. He's not, he can't really play the outfield. I was listening to MLB Network Radio today and they're talking about his shoulder issues and he can't really play the outfield that much anymore. So Nelson Cruz, he's still without a team. So there's just so much to talk about, and we'll talk about outfield that the Astros just recently got too. But has anything changed with you in terms of the Astros' odds to win the World Series in 2021?
Meaning, have they increased in my mind or decreased?
Yeah. So where can we go to look at that?
Oh, you can go to betonline.ag. That's right. They are the online sports book like experts. I almost said network. We're the Locked On Network, and we believe wholeheartedly in betonline.ag. We know the Super Bowl is coming up. We know spring training's coming up. You can do all kinds of, you can do prop bets on, anything, the national anthem, the coin toss, fumbles, anything you want. And if you're like me, if you're kind of just getting into sports betting and you don't know a whole lot, they're the people to go to because their odds are the best. Their picks are phenomenal. And right now, if you use the code Locked On, you'll get 50% off or 50% bonus when you buy in. So your initial deposit, they'll add 50% of that deposit up to a certain amount. So go to betonline.ag. They are your sports book authority for all things sports betting.
And when you're betting, sometimes you get a little hungry. So what would you recommend somebody doing?
Well, they need to go to BuiltBar.com. And let me tell you why. Built Bar is building an empire of protein products. They have Built Bars. They have Built Puffs, which I actually just had my second one today. And Eric, they are phenomenal. They have the same amount of protein as these Built Bars do. They're wrapped in 100% chocolate. They're good for the healthy conscious guy or girl. If you're on the keto diet, they're perfect for you. We got a sample of the Built Broth. We're going to be making that. It's going to be a little cold. When I say cold in Texas, it'll be like 50s. So for those of y'all up north, that's not cold to you. But to us, we start making soup and chili. So we'll be trying out that Built Broth. So go to BuiltBar.com right now and use the promo code Locked On for 20% off your first order. When you get that first box, it'll give you another coupon for another 20% off. So you can keep ordering this goodness and this madness that is the leading protein bar in the business. BuiltBar.com, take it from me, H-Town Wheelhouse. You won't go to another protein bar after you have this one.
Alrighty, so I know that Bob Nightingale put out an article earlier today, and he said that two players who asked to remain anonymous because they are still negotiating with MLB. I don't know if they're still negotiating at 9 p.m. in Central Time on Sunday, but I'm sure that they're pretty sure that they're going to reject this deal tomorrow. And so then MLB has to say, okay, well, what do y'all want? And then there's going to have to be some type of negotiation and back and forth. So I think the union has not rejected the proposal yet, according to, Tim Brown said this, but it's advising its players to plan on time spring training, to report on time to spring training and for a regular season to start on time. So it seems like the two sides aren't even close to a deal, and the appeal of the universal DH is not enough to sway the players to give up the extra games, because those extra games do mean a lot. We're talking about last year. Look at how these all-stars, they had like terrible seasons because they only played 60 games. And it's just like you want that full schedule. You want them, and they don't want the baseball to say, you know what? We like this 154 game schedule. Let's do it again next year. And we will be doing it on prorated pay next year. And then wait, let's go to 142, because I think 154 is too much. So that's what the players are worried about. They don't want the expanded playoffs. They also don't want the shortened season.
Well, If you shorten the season, which I don't know how much they would continue to cut it, but if you shorten the season, you could also, as an owner, you could you could reasonably say, well, you know, salaries are going to go down because you're playing less. Salaries in the market would go down for pitchers because they're pitching less. I mean, where if you're a good major league starting player, you're going to play between 150 and 162 or 130 and 162. If you're a pitcher, you may get into 50 games, if that, you know what I'm saying? So it is amazing to me the ineptness of the ability for both sides to negotiate. And while someone said to me, I was in an exchange on Twitter, and someone said, well, why don't the owners just like get rid of Rob Manfred? And I said, because Rob Manfred has made them richer in baseball than they've ever been. So they're not going to get rid of him. And these moves lately of guys like Ken Griffey Jr. getting spots, and is it Theo Epstein getting a spot in these high executive roles? You know, there's like these Epstein for president shirts going out.
He's
going
to be the next commissioner.
Yeah. But, you know, but those guys, you want to think as a fan and as an analyst that those are going to be the guys that will like kind of bring baseball into like a golden age. The bottom line is they've got to quit altering the game. They've altered the game, I think, too much. And they continue to erode at it. And here's the thing. If they had a viable marketing plan, if MLB had the ability to market themselves the way that they should, like the NBA and the NFL does, then I don't mind you shortening the season. I don't mind a couple rules changes, but they can't even market themselves. I'm still seeing baseball players hit balls over the net at Top Golf. That's not how you market baseball. That is not a baseball thing, right? Like I don't get it, Eric. I don't get what this insatiable desire is to change the game and just to not to be able to agree. I mean, like they're adults. Like, you know, I'm at a loss sometimes because it's really frustrating because I can't explain the validity and how great the sport is because the people at top can't even agree.
Yeah. And so let's go ahead and move on from this. And a lot of people are talking about getting season tickets or partial game tickets. I was looking at the website. Not that I was thinking about it, but I was just curious how much the tickets were.
You were thinking about it. Yes,
yeah, like
were.
I have the money for it. But I did see this caveat. It says for the 2021 regular season, if games are canceled or played with restricted fan access that prevents you from using your tickets due to COVID-19, you have the option to receive a credit to your account for future ticket purchases or a full refund for games impacted as part of our Astros ticket assurance policy.
So Eric, let me ask you this about that. Have they made any indication whether fans have to have an approved, like I've taken the COVID vaccine to enter the game? Do they have to be vaccinated? Is there anything there?
I don't think that would be on the website. I think that's.
I just didn't know if that's something that you think that they would throw in there. Cause I think that would be hard to.
Are we talking about the mark of the beast?
Yes, microchips in the wrist, barcode on the forehead. Yes, the whole thing, the revelation 1970s.
All righty. So moving on before we go get left behind, if you saw what I mean.
Oh, wow.
All righty. Yes, so speaking of being left behind, and I saw your whole motto or slogans for the Astros season. If you would ask me, if you would have tagged the right Eric Heisman, I would have said spring forward. That's what the Astros need to do. Spring forward without
that's
player.
That sounds too much. I don't know. So full disclosure, y'all don't know what's going on. So like I literally tried to tag Eric and it said Eric the teacher, the math teacher, something.
Math teacher. That's my old Twitter handle.
And I was like, oh look. Eric is embracing that he's a math teacher on Twitter and he's changed his handle. And so that was literally the first thing that came up. So you got some like burner accounts that we need to know about possibly.
No, that's the one I keep around for educational purposes. Cause sometimes we have to, that's what I had first. And then I had this one.
You have to tweet out, quadratic equations
or something, or follow W9 or something. I don't know, but I haven't used that in years. But the whole purpose for sprinting forward is George Springer kind of did a Zoom call with Fox 26 Mark Berman, and he said that he wanted to, first and foremost, I want to thank you to the city, say thank you to the city, to the fans, to all my teammates. I thank you for everything. I will always consider Houston my home away from home. And one of the things I know that he got a lot of slack for him over the weekend was this comment. One thing I'm most proud of was in 2015 when we won the wild card game. I think that's when as players, as an organization, as a city, we really took the next step. And that means a lot. I've gained so many good memories in that jersey. And the reason why I say a lot of people were like questioning about that, well, you won a World Series, dude.
Yeah, I was going to say. So let me just play devil's advocate here. Had they not had that win in 2015, had they not had that shift, I think, in the organization as going forward and creating a championship ball club, it started in 2015. And so I think to his credit, he did that. He's on the Blue Jays. I think he's all but forgiven. If you ask other fans or Blue Jays fans, he's not a cheater. He's a great guy. He's good for baseball. I mean, we have actual accounts where like Blue Jays accounts, Blue Jays like super fan accounts will be like, he's a cheater. He's the worst. And then be like, George Springer was hired because of his integrity and his honor. And I'm like, whoa, hold on. Like, which one is it? You can't have your cake and eat it too. But Eric, you and I both know that if he would have said the 2017 World Series championship, they would have rained down fire from hell itself because he said that. But I think because he's on the Blue Jays, the Four Horsemen, but I think the Blue Jays, him being on the Blue Jays, actually would keep him from getting as much. I don't think the outcry would be as bad as he anticipated, but I bet that was a PR move.
Yeah. So we kind of saved this for the end of the podcast, and I know it's kind of a minor move, but the Astros have brought in another outfielder on a minor league deal. And this is actually has potential to be a pretty big deal, because we're talking about Steven Souza. He's a guy that used to play for the Rays, and I know he's kind of he's played for the Marlins and the Cubs.
Only, yeah, he played for the Cubs only 11 games because he had to repair an ACL tear.
Yeah, but this is a guy that hit, 17 home runs one year. He was an all-star, I believe, that year, and he was like a rising star. Then somebody traded for him. I forgot who traded for him. I think it was I forgot who traded for him. But anyway, this is a guy who didn't play at all in 2020. He only played, 11 games in 2019 or something?
Right.
This is a low risk. It can't hurt him. I mean, this is a guy, this is exactly what the Astros needed. A veteran presence to bring in to challenge Miles Straw. I mean, I know he's not really a center fielder, but this is somebody to kind of come in and just say, hey, I'm here in case one of you guys falter.
Yeah, I think too. I think if they sign, I mean, they signed him to a minor league deal. So he's in the minor leagues and he is a guy that they can bring up. Let's say Brantley has some issues or Tucker has some issues. They can always bring up Souza Jr. He's seen major league pitching. So I think it's a good move on the Astros' part. It's definitely a budget move. It's a money ball type move. But
and he played for a click before, too. That's not clickbait.
Exactly. Exactly. No, I just I think it's a good signing. You know, if I see one more person say, why didn't we sign Jackie Bradley Jr. instead of this guy? I'm like, y'all clearly don't understand baseball. Jackie Bradley Jr. wants 4 years, $60 million. That's
the reason why he's not signed yet.
That is the reason why nobody has signed him, not even the Red Sox.
Yeah.
And so so that's the thing, Eric. This guy is not coming in to be a starter. He'll be invited to camp. And if he shows up, then he'll be on the 40 man and he will be there as an option. Right now, center field is Miles Straws. It's Miles Straws to have. And whether that means he's opening day and he's all season, or he comes in and Pedro Leon screams through the minor leagues and they put Pedro Leon there, it's Miles Straws' job to win and to lose from here on out, in my mind.
Yeah, I think the Astros give him a chance to prove he deserves this job, and I think that he will come up and shut up a lot of people. I think he's got the speed to do that. Just imagine him and Tucker. I know they're not going to be batting like close to each other, but at least it'll be good to have some speed back in the lineup. I know
Some speed in the outfield too. Yeah. And I know people like dig on his glove or he can't track fly balls. Do you know how many at bats he's had? 199. He hasn't even hit 200 at bats. And so we saw what he did in the minor leagues. He tore up the minor leagues. We know his speed. Put him right there. Put him in front of Maldonado. Do not put him behind Maldonado, because you put Maldonado and then he hits, he's going to run. He's going to lap Maldonado on the base paths. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can use him all kinds of ways. This guy deserves a shot. He's a hard worker. So I'm excited to see Miles Straw this season in 2021.
Hey guys, I'm really excited about covering the Houston Astros this year. And we know that you love listening to Locked On Astros podcast, but if you just like listening to sports in general and in a limited amount of time, why don't you listen to the Locked On Today podcast? This is something that's new with the Locked On Podcast Network, and it's covered every day. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski, and it's all the sports news you need. Every morning, it's under 20 minutes. You want to know about Nolan Arenado, what's going on there? They're going to talk about it. If you want to know what's going on with Deshaun Watson, I'm sure they're going to talk about it for maybe about 30 or 40 seconds or so. But subscribe to the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcast, and we'll be back sometime this week, and we'll find out what's going on with this schedule, and hopefully the Astros are probably not going to make any moves. But we'll talk to you later on the Locked On Astros podcast. Have a great week.